to 85 degrees.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Summer break is here, coming up, and our kids are getting ready to get out of school. Not only does that mean that youth will be out of school, but so will many of their teachers and professors. While students are looking for internships and summer jobs, many educators are looking for professional development opportunities, connecting the classroom to the workplace, called externships. And I'm here to tell us more about this often overlooked but important career exploration tool is Greg Gillespie, president of Ventura College, and as of July 1st, chancellor of the Ventura County Community College District and Workforce Development Board and Manufacturing Committee member. Is that all on a business card? That's remarkable.
No, it doesn't all fit on it at this point.
Well, Greg, welcome, and also welcome Paula Hodge, Regional Director and Deputy Sector Navigator of Information and Communication Technologies and Digital Media for the South Central Coast Region. Paula, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have both of you in here. Let's start with Greg. What is the purpose of a teacher externship?
Mm-hmm. You know, these are a really exciting opportunity for our faculty members to work with our business and industry employers to help upgrade their curriculum so that it's relevant for our students. What teacher externships are is they provide the opportunity for faculty members to engage in activities with business, industry, and service-based organizations and learn how to make their classroom content up-to-date and relevant for their students. So after a faculty member spends time in a place of employment, they're able to then take that back, incorporate it into the curriculum, and create relevant and practical learning situations for students so that when they finish, they're better prepared as employees for our community.
Yeah, it is interesting. And Rich, join in here if you would, because for a lot of teachers, they might have been absolute experts in the field, done this, done that. But when you teach for a few, you can get perhaps disengaged with what's going on. So your chance to get this externship is pretty good to get back in and just see what's going on and what's current.
I would also think for employers, it's important because they want to get the message back to the people that are being trained ultimately for the jobs in terms of the latest situation, right?
Yeah, one of the really valuable components of this is it provides the employer the opportunity to share with the faculty, here's what we need in graduates from your program. Then the faculty is able to take that back, modify the curriculum, and improve the outcome and skills of our students.
Yeah, so when you leave school, you can get a job and a career, which is always the main goal. Paula, let's get into how this actually works. What is the length of time spent with an employer?
The way it works is depends on the instructor as well as the corporation or the company. So it could be for a day, like a job shadowing, to a week of intense processing or in part of the a work project. So it's really an agreement between the faculty and the employer.
So let's give this question to both of you, starting off with Paula. Are certain types of businesses and classroom subjects focus more or less appropriate for the externships? Is there an area where we really need this to happen?
Traditionally, career technical education is the area that has been focused on, which is vocational, another terminology. However, this opportunity is really important for any type of discipline. And the possibilities are really endless as far as the focus.
Yeah, and I think I'd just like to add to that that there, we have programs that culminate in a certificate or a degree that are designed to prepare students for employment. Examples of those are automotive technology program, medical assisting, dental hygiene, welding, and so on. So those are great examples where faculty members can benefit from going to an employer, bringing those ideas back and incorporating them in so the students are better prepared. And what's really exciting is there's no cost to the employer either, so that's an extra benefit there.
Yeah, because when you think of it, how auto mechanics have changed over the many, many years here, it's become technology that's all computer-driven in tune-up shops and transmission shops and all of that. So that is something that you would have to freshen up on if you're teaching that vocation.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And
it's
also all types of businesses. So it could be a nonprofit to a Fortune 500 that can use in externships.
And they're all great employers in the area. So, Greg, can you share a few examples of successful externships? Why are they so important?
Sure. Be glad to share one. And then if we have time, I think Paula has one as well. But we had a business faculty member who spent time interviewing and observing staff at a large multi-doctor family practice, a large multi-doctor specialty group, and a small family practice office to learn about electronic health records management and workflow. So this business faculty member then incorporated what she learned into our medical assisting program so that our medical assistants understand better about electronic health records management and have that skill when they are employed by the doctor's office.
Paula, do you have one that comes up to you?
Yes. In computer networking, I had a faculty actually spend a day at an organization, not only spending in the IT and seeing the newer technology, but also exploring how the workflow is and how it's changed and how to bring that back to the into the curriculum and to the students.
So Paula, we'll stay with you again. How valuable is this type of experience for helping teachers better understand how to fine-tune their curriculum to answer industry demands?
It is very valuable. I know that most of the time we think of internships for the students, and which is important, but we overlook externships for the faculty. And it's critical for their understanding how employers want employees, what they need to know, and building that into the curriculum to help the students.
Greg, how can an employer learn more about getting started, opening up their doors to teacher externships for this summer season?
Implementing relevant educational programs and developing our workforce occurs when colleges partner effectively with our employers. So employers opening their doors for faculty externships is an important component of this partnership. So anyone who's interested could contact Alexandria Wright. She's our Director of Economic and Workforce Development. And she's at our new division offices on Daly Drive in Camarillo. And she can be reached at 805-652-5516.
And when we look at summer these days, that's from when to when you're dealing like with the community colleges?
Yeah, basically we have graduation occurring on May 19th. So we're looking at June, July is our big summer time when faculty would be available for this.
For this. And any businesses out there, anybody that's open to this, it would be great to get that rolling because we do need to get a lot. We hear about the manufacturing jobs, all the availability and need out there. And sometimes they say there is a bit of a gap, Rich, in what students need to know and what they're learning.
Yeah, there's all these jobs that are available. Just the people that know how to do them or have the basis or the foundation to learn how to do them, and that's where the schools come in, the colleges and such. You mentioned the medical records thing. That's interesting because if anybody's been to a doctor's office lately, you know that this whole modernization of medical records has sent doctor's offices through the roof. They're trying to figure this out. There have been problems with it. It's not all gone smoothly. And so the professor may know how it's supposed to work, but doing the externship will show them how what's really happening in reality, and that will help in the classroom in terms of teaching, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because there are a lot of fields where what's happening in the business or industry is occurring much faster pace than what we're keeping up with in the classroom. So these externships really help to make that connection and get our students prepared for the next step moving into a job.
Now, there was a time when my understanding with community colleges was a lot of the professors were actually people who taught, but they were also in the business otherwise. In other words, they were doing both at the same time. Has that changed now to where a lot of the professors or teachers are just teaching full-time and need to get this kind of experience?
Mm-hmm. Where we're at in our career technical education area, such as the welding, automotive, nursing, a lot of those areas, the faculty members have often worked in industry or the field for a while, and then they're employed as full-time faculty members and may still work in the field part-time, depending upon time availability for them. That's why externships are important, because they're, that provides that connection during the summer when they have time to do that.
Well, big fan of the community college system. I think it's fantastic, the availability of education for everyone. And I mean just from just taking that goofy class that you want to brush up on something or getting your career going. They're really fantastic. So Greg Lespe and Paul Hodge, thank you so much for coming in this morning. It was really fantastic. Great information. Anything we can add to motivate people to get them out there to do this, especially the instructors?
Oh, I just think, you know, that we really, it's important that we put our students first, and it's our responsibility to really work together as a community to make sure we're training our local people for the well-paying jobs that we have here in the county. And that's a priority we can all pull around to accomplish.
And I would add that faculty are actually engaged and they want to participate in externships, so it would be a wonderful opportunity.
So they need the opportunity and they need to know who has the availability out there. Once again, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Externship planning resources are available on the Workforce Development Board website at under employers, www.workforceventuracounty.org. That's www.workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
And it is 8:52 here at News Talk 1590 KVTA.